This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Charles Stanley recalls how his mom taught him to trust God in hard times.
And I can remember how many times she and I would get down by the bed and pray. And being a kid, I was a little frightened. So, Mom, what are we going to do? Here's what she'd say. We're going to trust God. We're just going to trust God. I didn't have any idea exactly oftentimes what that meant or how that would happen. And listen, over and over and over again, I saw God meet need after need. In my ear still rings. We're just going to trust God. We're just going to trust God. We're just going to trust God. You know what she was doing? She was passing on to me by her lifestyle, by her difficulty, by her hardship, her trials, and the way she responded to them, she was passing on to me this message. You trust God no matter what. You trust God when you can't see your way clear. You trust Him when everything looks dark. You trust Him.
Charles Stanley on In Touch, teaching from a lifetime of walking with God.
In Touch is heard at 8:05 a.m. and p.m. Monday through Friday here on WCNO.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now. And no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Ed Day, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Bumgardner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And we shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." So grab a pen, take some notes, let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Put a frog in boiling water, he'll hop out, but if you put him in there and you heat him up slowly, eventually he'll just sit in the boiling water and boil to death. Because it comes on gradually, it comes on deceptively, it comes on slowly and over a long period of time. And what happens is that spiritual line in the sand that we draw, that we take a stand of faith on, begins to shift through the circumstances of our life, and the ways of the world and the things of the world begin to creep back in, and we begin to make judgments. we begin to make judgments and we come to conclusions, and some of those conclusions develop strongholds, and we think that we know somebody. We think that we know our spouse. But really, we've just become very familiar, and we treat things that are familiar in a very harsh way sometimes. And that deception gets sown into the heart of the believer, and that's why you'll see people come in. They'll come in like into a church. They'll blow up and do great things, and a year later, they're hurt and they're offended over something, but they don't know what it is. It's because progressively that familiarity has caused the atmosphere of their life to change. I mean, God wants us to walk in a positive atmosphere, a faith-filled atmosphere. You cannot really serve God and be pessimistic. People say, well, I'm not pessimistic. I'm just a critical thinker. No, you're pessimistic. There's a difference between being a critical thinker and looking for holes in the boat so you can plug them, than looking for holes in the boat so you can exploit them and go, ha ha, see, I told you. Come on, amen. Our text this morning is in Luke chapter 5, beginning in verse 12. Luke chapter 5, beginning in verse 12. You got your Bibles, you can go ahead and look there this morning. Luke 5 and 12 says, "And it happened when he was in a certain city that, behold, a man who was full of leprosy saw Jesus, and he fell on his face. And he implored him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Then he put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. Immediately the leprosy left him. And he charged him to tell no one, but go and show yourself to the priest and make an offering for your cleansing as a testimony to them, just as Moses commanded. However," somebody say, however. However. Now, how many know that a guy that just got healed of leprosy, Jesus said, don't go tell anybody? Really? I mean, really? I mean, he's got digits falling off his hand, leprosy. Everybody knows he's got leprosy, and then all of a sudden he's walking around whole. Really? Don't tell nobody? How many of you know it would have been pretty evident if he got healed from leprosy? Leprosy was a very debilitating disease. It's a very visible disease in people's life. It says, "And however, the report went around concerning him all the more, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. So he himself often withdrew into the wilderness and prayed. Now it happened on a certain day as he was teaching that there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by who had come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem." And watch this, everybody watch this. "And the power," somebody say power. Power. "And the power of the Lord was present to heal them." Now it happened. Isn't that awesome? Now, somebody say, now it happened. There was a group of Pharisees and teachers and priests of the and Sadducees, people of the law. They were sitting, and they'd come out of every town of Galilee. They'd come from the far reaches of Judea and Jerusalem. They come to hear. They showed up because something happened. Somebody got healed of leprosy, and it was like a bomb went off. The power of God, the atmosphere had shifted. How many of you know that whole area they're talking about represents a stretch of land that's 60 to 70 miles long and about 20 miles wide? I mean, if you ain't got a car, that's a long way to go. I don't know about you, but if I walk 2 miles, I'm worn out. That's a long way to go, ain't it, Bob? Bob rides his bicycle up to Canada. He can tell you that's a long way to go. And the Bible says that people had gathered and they had walked for days. They had journeyed for days because they heard that Jesus was in town. There was a guy there that was doing miracles. Some of them had followed his ministry since the day of Galilee. Some of them had just heard about him. Some had been walking by and saw him teaching and saw miracles begin to happen. And they were intrigued by the power of God that showed up. I think that one of the things that we don't fully comprehend to its fullest extent is when the Bible talks about that there were scribes. Everybody say scribes. Scribes. I mean, scribes were really like reporters. Come on, they were TMZ. I know you don't want to think that way about scribes, but that's what they did. They didn't just keep a record of everything, but they went around and they reported on everything. They were the common guy. They were the guys that wrote the news of their day. They were people that wrote down what was being said by the rabbi. They wrote down the events that were happening, and they were reporters. They were news reporters, and they wrote down everything that would happen in a region or everything that would happen in a city. The news of what people did or the things that happened, it went abroad because of the scribes. They were telling the story. That's what they did. Amen. And they would scatter this news everywhere. So when the news about Jesus went everywhere, people just showed up because they had heard the story. They had been in the marketplace and they had heard about the miracles. They had heard of the testimony. How many know there ain't nothing like people's lives being changed that'll draw people in? Come on. How many know miracles are the dinner bell? When the supernatural power of God begins to show up and people's lives begin to get radically changed and people's bodies begin to be radically healed. How many of you know people want to go around, whoa, I ain't never seen nothing like that. I need to check that out. It's amazing stuff that's going on. Amen. How many of you know you don't have to be a pastor in the pulpit or a singer on the platform to have a story? Everybody's got a story. Come on, you got a story. You got something that you can tell about what God's done in your life on your journey and how he's changed you or how he worked in a situation of your life when everything seemed to be scattered. He brought it all back together. When everything was falling apart, he lifted you up out of a mess and made your mind. Come on, how many of you know? How many of you got a testimony this morning? He's a good God, amen? So these people were just telling their story. And they don't even give the man's name. They just said some dude with leprosy. We don't even know what his name was. This guy had leprosy. He was healed, and now he don't got it. Amen? It was just somebody. It was just some person. It could have been anyone. The point is it wasn't really important who it was. What was important was the fact that Jesus was there, and he was touching people's lives. He was having miracles manifest in the lives of people. So when they found out about this guy with leprosy and the story began to spread, people just began to show up. They're like, what's going on? I need to see what's going on. And the Bible makes this statement after they begin to show up. It says that the power of God was present to heal. The power of God was present to heal. He's literally saying there was an atmosphere that was created by the people that were coming in faith. And when they stepped into the atmosphere, they moved into another dimension and healing began to be made manifest in lives of people that needed to be healed. Come on, somebody shout atmosphere. Things that were not present are now present. Things that never happened are now happening, and they're present now. In other words, it wasn't everywhere, it was there. It wasn't going on all through Judea. It wasn't going on all through Galilee. It wasn't all over Jerusalem. It wasn't all over the nation of Israel, but it was right there. There was a presence in where Jesus was surrounding him that allowed people to be made whole, that allowed people to have breakthrough, that allowed people to begin to understand that they had a destiny. Their lives were being mended. Minds were being set straight. Come on, somebody, help me this morning. Come on, how many of you know every place has an atmosphere? Every place is surrounded with an atmosphere. Your house has an atmosphere. Your job has an atmosphere. Where you work, where you eat, where you live, it has an atmosphere. There's an atmosphere in this house this morning. Amen? I mean, there's a big difference. There's a huge difference in the atmosphere between Ruth Chris Steakhouse and Duffy's. Come on, it ain't the same place. I mean, you can get a steak in both places, but it ain't the same. Amen? I mean, atmosphere shows up in a lot of places. It'll show up on the menu. I mean, at Duffy's, you can get a ribeye for about $11, but at Ruth Chris, a ribeye is going to cost you $150. And them two cows might have been standing beside each other, eating the same grain. Kim said, no, them special cows. It shows up in the way the place is decorated. It shows up in the attire of the people that are waiting on your tables. I mean, Ruth's Chris, they're not wearing flair. Come on now, they're wearing bow ties. If you go to Duffy's or Friday's, they're wearing flair. They're wearing buttons. How many of you know you can tell when you move from one level of a restaurant to another level of a restaurant because the napkins turn from paper to cloth? You know, you're really in high cotton when you come along and somebody leans over to wash your hands while you're at the table. A different kind of atmosphere. Come on, somebody help me. Amen. You go to another place. Why? Because the atmosphere requires a protocol. Everybody say protocol. It requires a protocol, and every atmosphere has a protocol to it. You have to discern what the protocol of the atmosphere is when you step into it. So how many of you know if you embrace that atmosphere in order to be in that place, in order to move in that place, in order to function in that place? Because, I mean, if you show up at Ruth's Chris with flip-flops and a T-shirt, you ain't getting in. I'll say thank you, but no thank you. I don't care if you got a reservation or not. You ain't getting in flip-flops. You hear me, Billy? Why? Because the atmosphere requires a protocol. There's a whole different kind of atmosphere when you go shopping at Walmart or when you go to Saks Fifth Avenue. Come on. You expect it to be different. You don't expect Walmart to be like Saks Fifth Avenue, do you? Why? Because the atmosphere of those two places are totally different. How many know there's a great difference between the atmosphere of a Hank Williams Jr. concert and a Jay-Z concert? Come on now. Somebody help me this morning. Different atmosphere require different protocols. Why? Because the atmospheres are set in different arenas for different things in our lives. And you've got to know how to move and live and operate in the atmosphere that you step into. So that means that the atmosphere of my life has a lot to do with what's going on in my life. Has a lot to do with my emotional state. Has a lot to do with my financial state. It has a lot to do with my relationships. How many of you know this morning, listen to me, you've got to learn to guard the atmosphere of your life. You get around negative, pessimistic people, I'm telling you, it's going to affect the atmosphere of your life. Listen, every one of us need to understand something this morning. We all have the ability to dominate the atmosphere around us. We have the ability to do that. We have, and it's not God's spirit, it's our spirit. You could change the atmosphere with your spirit, positive or negative. I'm going to try it again. You have the ability to dominate the atmosphere around your life in the strength of your own spirit. Each one of us can do that. We can change it. If you don't believe that, then the atmosphere will rule you and you won't rule the atmosphere. You'll come under whatever environment that you walk into. Is this all right? Is everybody okay? But if you learn in the strength of your own spirit that you have the Holy Spirit who is resident in you, then you will recognize, come on somebody, that you have the ability to shift the atmosphere around you and point people to heaven, point people to kingdom living, point people to the love of God, amen? How many of you recognize that many times we rely too much on external things? We rely too much on what's going on around us. And we get this thing where if it ain't all right around us, then I can't feel right about everything going on in my life. So we look for the external to be good so we can be good. Come on, amen? Never realizing that we have the ability or the capacity that's on the inside of us to shift the atmosphere when we step into a place, to make a difference when we move into a room or when we move into a realm or when we move into a place, amen? Listen, sometimes when I get up to preach, I got to shift the atmosphere in this room. I got to look at some people and say, knock it off. Did you come to church to worship Jesus or did you come here to have a pity party this morning? Pastor, you sound so mean. Come on. We've got to get in the right atmosphere if we're going to be conducive to the move of God. If we really want to see miracles, then we got to have an atmosphere for miracles. Come on, amen? Because it ain't no sense in trying to impart seed to a womb that ain't ready to receive seed. How many know the womb ain't gonna get pregnant if it ain't ready to receive seed? Come on, I'm pregnant with a promise and I wanna see that thing manifest in my life. Do I got any pregnant people here this morning? Come on, somebody, amen? So when you walk in these doors, it doesn't matter what in your world was going on before you stepped in. You can step into the atmosphere of faith. You can step into the atmosphere of worship and be challenged to come out from the things that have tried to hold you down and hold you back and discourage you and the heavy weights of the world and the stuff going on with your kids and your grandkids and going on with your uncles and your aunts and your moms and dads. You can set it aside and step into an atmosphere of faith where you can begin to believe God for the impossible things that are going on in your life. That God's going to manifest with miracles. That power is going to manifest. That healing is going to manifest. Oh, come on, somebody. How many of you want miracles in your life this morning? How many of you are you believing for breakthrough in your life this morning? So what happens is we step into the place where the power of God is present to break the yoke of bondage, to set free those that are captive, to change our way of thinking, to cause our emotions to be subsided so that we can lift up the name of God and not be an emotional wreck. How many of you have ever been an emotional wreck? I'm gonna be honest with you, I've been an emotional wreck. I don't like it. Does anybody like being an emotional wreck? How many of you can step into the presence of God and you can be emotionally stable? You can be emotionally healed. You can walk in the power that God's given you. You can walk in health and healing. Come on, somebody. That's a good place to live this morning. It's called the abundant life. It's called the promised life. It's called the life of destiny and purpose this morning. Now listen, watch this. How many of you know that what we communicate can change the atmosphere? How we communicate can change the atmosphere, especially in our home. Because one of the things in our home that we forget is that we don't just communicate by word. You ain't gonna help me, but that's true. Come on, we communicate by the way we walk. The way we move. Come on, amen. Sometimes we're saying all the right words, but our body language is saying something completely different. Facial expressions. I love you. Really? You do? We communicate by presence. You ever walk into a room and just all of a sudden you walked in the room, you knew you shouldn't have come in that room? Everybody got real quiet and everybody stopped talking. Somebody say atmosphere. You can change the atmosphere by the way you communicate. Why? Because the atmosphere is speaking louder than the words that some people are speaking. You pick up on it. You feel it. You can walk into a room and all of a sudden you can feel the weight of the room. You know when somebody's talking bad. You know when somebody's talking good. You know when somebody's gossiping. You know when somebody's lifting up. You ain't even got to hear what they're saying. You can feel the atmosphere. Come on, I got any believers in here with me this morning?
Oh, praise Him. Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Bumgardner. I hope you tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11 a.m., right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. I'm your host, Ed Day, and I'll see you next time on The Revealing Truth. For Christ our King.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21, All Professional, and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Hey, it's Pastor Jason from The Revealing Truth. Kim and I would like to extend an invitation to you to come out and spend some time with us on Sunday morning. Our service times are at 9 a.m. or 11 a.m. You know, we're having an explosive time in the ministry. God is performing miracles in our midst. Today, we're living in a time and a generation where 6 out of every 10 people do not attend church regularly. It's really something that we never really thought would happen in our country today. So many people have fallen away from the things of God. But I can tell you this, there's never been a more important time in history than there is now to get connected to church. Our church is a growing church, and we're looking for a few good people to come in and join us. We have a big vision, we have big dreams, and we know it's going to take a lot of people to implement what God wants to do here on the Treasure Coast. If you've been searching for a good place where there's good word, where people know how to worship Jesus and enter into His presence, if you've been searching for a place that flows in the supernatural and miracles are taking place, then Truth Church may be the place for you. I want to invite you right now, if you've been going from church to church or you haven't found the right place, come visit with us. Come be our guest on a Sunday morning and take part in what God is doing here at Truth Church. We're a very loving church and we're a family church. And we're expecting God to do great things in the lives of those that will partner with us to change the Treasure Coast of Florida. I hope I will see you there this Sunday. Please call our church office line at any time if you need prayer for anything. The number for the church is 772-461-8555.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.